Well, I'm pitching Friday, 7-10, yes! All-Star Friday night. Here we go, Mace. Live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue.
Beautiful
when you
park.
Make that turn, you got to go up the hill to your left. You'll see the parking lot. You'll see the ESPN vehicles. And that time is here. Corporate Greg, along with our boss, the great Amanda Brown.
Yep.
We've got commentary coming in a moment. He's headed towards the dunk tank.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Dunk Bergman. Two words I've been waiting to hear for a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, anybody wants to come out and line up, let's go.
Okay. And he's going to be in there for the whole hour, right? That's the bet?
A full hour because he trashed us on Sedano and Cap. Bergman is in the dunk tank. Where is it, over there?
Oh, towards there, yeah.
Towards there. Okay, got dunkers. It.
What did he say?
Oh, I see him, yeah.
You see it?
Boss Amanda, can you hear us?
Yep, I gotcha.
Okay, has anybody dunked him yet?
Well, he's not in there yet.
Oh, he's not in there yet.
We're kind of doing a preamble here. Mace is so eager. He's like Clinton Yates waiting to hit a softball.
I want him in the drink.
Right, we've got his daughter here, and I already talked to her, and I know that she is ready to dunk him first.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Now, I love Greg's daughter, Riley. She is a sweetheart.
She's awesome.
She's actually been on the show and done a great job.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Riley has been on there.
Yeah, she has been on the show.
Okay, let's thank our friends at Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all summer long. Coors Light, I still smell like Coors Light.
You did.
I sprayed all over me.
Yeah, and Travis won easily, right?
Easily. He's got great throat action.
He's got unbelievable what? Gullet.
Yeah, he's got a
What did you say?
He's got a great gullet.
He's got a great gullet.
Okay,
man.
Now remember, 6 p.m. is the Home Run Wiffle Ball Bash tonight.
Yep.
As the listeners compete. 7 p.m. is the 7-10 Celebrity Softball Game. So come on down. No charge to get in.
Yep.
Bring your family. Bring your friends. Bring your the homish book.
Everybody.
Your lawn chairs, umbrellas, coolers. It's going to be a party tonight, Friday night, in the city of West Covina, man.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much, Christopher Morales. And don't forget, make an anti-Chris sign, and you get $100 from me. The best one. The best one. Gets
what did Corporate Greg say about you? On Sedano. To make him have to do
he
this.
He went on the afternoon show. He trashed us. Said we're bad at interviews.
He trashed his own show?
Yeah, he trashed his own show on the afternoon show.
Like, he really did that?
Oh,
you're not being overly sensitive.
No, I am not being overly sensitive.
Oh, he really trashed his own show.
Absolutely did.
That's
okay, there he is.
Okay, guys. He's sitting down now.
Okay.
All right, Riley, you're up first.
All right, Riley. Greg's daughter.
I've had to do this.
Gets to dunk him first. There he is.
No! So close.
Not there.
See, that's
Riley,
what's going to happen.
Riley, I'm all for cheating.
Yep. Oh, she's going to run
what?
Up and
you
hit it.
You deserve it. You just hit it and it didn't go. Go smack it. Put
go
him in the water.
It. Yep. Go smack it,
put
Riley.
Put him in the water.
There
he
goes.
There he goes. Yeah. All right, so for the next hour.
Next hour, guys. Come on.
Go on over. Dunk Greg Bergman. I'm going over to break.
You're gonna do it?
To knock him in the drink. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So I feel like tonight there are two levels of engagement, if you know what I'm saying.
For the game?
For the game.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Like, I think some people are taking this very seriously, like Clinton. I actually feel like you're taking it a little bit more seriously than, for example, I am.
No, I'm looking to have fun, but when I met and talked to Clinton, it was just when I keep seeing the build-up on Twitter, it seems like, hey, this is a real game.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be real.
So if we're going to go real, then I'm going to, you know, turn on the real
light. But are you going to slide?
No.
If necessary, slide at third base?
It depends on what we need as a team.
Right.
I'll just say that. I am trying to win. If we're going to play, we're going to try to win.
I 100% agree.
But we're going to have fun.
But nobody's going to get – I put out odds on who's going to get hurt today.
Yeah.
And I'm the favorite.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, it's totally
fair. That's fair.
Given my track record.
Yeah. Did you really sprain an ankle on the way up the hill, this little incline right here?
I did. Like,
you did?
There was a something I tripped over.
Okay.
I think it was something. I almost rolled an ankle. So it's Venice Mace 1-2. Heavy favorite.
I would take that.
To be injured.
Are you going to go hard? I mean,
I am going to go. I only have one speed,
DeMarco.
I don't know how to do anything like in moderation.
Okay, just don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself.
So I've got Scott Kaplan 2-1 on first to get injured. Now, he's already injured.
That's a real injury.
It's unbelievable. Scott Kaplan got hurt, and I don't understand what he was doing that he actually got hurt.
He was pitching, and he took a line drive off the shin. It's happened to me at third base. I'm nervous.
God, I'm worried about Ramona.
She was worried about Ramona.
Yeah, Ramona was a little tense. That's why I signed up Ron Mitchell from our sales team.
To stand in front of her.
No, to spot her, to replace her.
Okay, so
he's our relief pitcher.
The talk when I walked up was how far the mound is away from the plate. Is it 50 feet? What is it?
Well, I don't know what it is for softball.
We never got an official answer, but there were a lot of people concerned about it. So
is it baseball? Is a baseball mound different from a softball mound?
It's supposed to be 50 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, 50 feet, 43 feet, we're not sure. But Yeah, I'm with Momo on that. If you get a hold of one, there's a line drive. Scott Kaplan just proved.
You can take exactly. A heater off you can take leg. A line drive.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so Chris Mad Dog Russo is one of the funniest and most entertaining guys on TV. He does First Take one day a week. I think it may be Wednesdays or Thursdays.
Yeah.
And the subject of Russell Westbrook came up. Jorge, I'm assuming you got this, right? Chris Mad Dog Russo was talking about Russell Westbrook. Here's what he said.
I don't have any problems. If LeBron gets criticized once in a while, he can live with it. Westbrook, to me, listen, he's so overrated anyway. He can't shoot, and he turns the ball over in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Right? When you can't shoot, and you turn the ball over in the fourth quarter, and Durant wanted out, the Wizards wanted out, Houston wanted out. I mean, hey, and you're making $41 million a year?
Yeah.
I mean, geez, that's sorry, son. If you can't shoot and you don't make threes and you turn the ball over like crazy and you're making $40 million a year and you're playing in L.A. and you get criticized, you're going to have to live with it.
So, yeah, like, look, okay, no one's saying that they can't be criticized. I'm saying the criticism.
Okay, cut it right there. So Russo is the rhetoric is super heated up, but he's not wrong.
Well, I assume Chris Russo, for as loud as he is pretty well researched. Right?
Oh no, he's a big emotional. I mean,
of course,
he just
sunned him. That made me laugh. He called him son. That's funny, but yeah, I mean, what did he say that was wrong?
Let's see. Russell Westbrook does turn the ball over.
He does
too much. Yep. Does turn the ball over late.
He said can't
does
shoot.
Not make threes.
Yeah,
I mean, a terrible 3-point, monumentally bad 3-point shooter.
Can't shoot the three. I guess
right. It's
more accurate. But he can shoot.
But I don't blame Westbrook. I blame
LeBron.
LeBron.
Absolutely. There's no
this
way around it.
This is what LeBron pushed for.
Yes. There's
this
no way
is
around
what
it.
LeBron wanted. And this is what he got. And it has not worked. And now we're kind of stuck with him at $41 million. And, you know, we talk about depth all the time. The Lakers had no real depth this last year.
Well, I'm trying to put all my faith, my eggs in one basket, the Darvin Ham basket. I'm hoping that this was just a coaching thing. That this was a Frank Vogel can't get through to Westbrook, can't make this work. And you have to have Anthony Davis being healthy at the same time.
See, I just think the pieces don't fit. The idea is if you have LeBron, you surround him with shooters, Westbrook can't shoot, bad fit.
They do fit. It's just somebody's going to have to change.
And by the way, if you look at the free agents that they've signed, the veterans minimum guys, and Lonnie Walker, no real 3-point shooting. That's the one thing that Pelinka didn't add. He added defense. Those guys are athletic and young, but they're not necessarily good 3-point shooters statistically, at least so far.
You can win that way, I guess.
LeBron, surrounded by shooters,
it's
is the recipe.
It's not what Golden State's doing. It's not the recipe that we're used to, but, I mean, that is possible. Like I said, I'm putting all my hope in Darvin Ham right now. I don't see a fit. I couldn't put these puzzles together.
Right.
I just have no answers. Hopefully he does. I think there is an answer.
Yep.
But I think something else Russo said. He's making $41
million. Yep.
$41 million coming off the bench, not going to fly. I think that might be your only option.
Yeah, to bring him in off the bench.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
They'd be a better basketball.
Okay, so I want to mention I hate Boston. I, you know, F Boston. Can't stand them. Hate the Patriots.
Look at this, clapping. I love
hate
it.
The Red Sox.
Really?
Okay. Oh, God. Just hate them. Just hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Boston.
Did I tell you
I lost
a friend, a 30-year friendship, just told me 2 weeks ago that they're a Red Sox fan.
No, really?
We can't be friends. Like, really.
Wow.
Boston, the Celtics, okay, maybe. I can't stand them, but if you like them, I get it. The Patriots, same thing. If you like them, okay. Not the Red Sox.
Okay. Yeah. But I want to reference something positive about the Red Sox, even though I hate them.
Yeah.
So when they were down 3-0 to the Yankees back in, I forget what year that was, early, what was it? 2004, thank you.
Dang.
Down 3-0, thank you. My research team got that. So
live Google.
Jason Veritek said, what the F, let's all drink a shot before we go out on the field for game 4.
Absolutely.
They won. They drank a shot again going into game 5, game 6, game 7, won the World Series. Do you think we should all do a shot of Jornitos tequila before we take the field tonight?
Yes.
Jason Veritek style.
Yeah. No, more than one.
More than
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I come from the John Crux School of Baseball.
Yeah.
I am not an athlete. I play baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. All right. You know what I was going to do here? Let's.
What?
We got a great crowd. We got really cool people out here. If you're not out here, or if you're on your way, we're live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams. It is at 2100 South Azusa Avenue. If you get to the shopping center, you've gone too far. We are broadcasting all day live. Sedano, CY and Cappy will be here in just a little while. Sedano, I hear from the crowd. So,
what is that again? Sedano?
Sedano.
Where did that come from?
It came
Morales?
From
Morales?
Christopher. Christopher Morales.
You know, I'm noticing something.
Sedano.
This guy's starting a lot of heat, isn't he?
I think I
started now, a lot of heat.
I think I get credit for Cappy. Because I took that and ran with it. I like Cappy as a name.
Yeah, it works.
So
it's
Team
good.
Cappy versus Team Mace tonight. If you're not here, be here. Get here. It's going to be fun. Right now, you can dunk Greg Bergman in the dunk tank right out in right field. So if you're here, head on out there and dunk Bergman. Do it for me.
Right about now, he's sick of it.
Oh, right. I'm going to do it. I can do it next segment? Okay, cool. I will dunk Bergman next segment. That is coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey!
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Friday. 710 All-Star Friday night. We are live. The city of West Covina Sports Complex. Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. I believe Steve Mason is out in the crowd. Mace, can you hear us?
Well, somebody's holding the mic down there.
Someone's holding the mic.
I think I see him.
Well, I got it here. Hey, Mace.
There he is.
There you go.
Mace, are you ready to dunk corporate Greg Bergman? Are you excited?
Can you hear me? Yes, we can.
Hey, you know that interview with Keyshawn? Okay. Were you in that interview?
Wow.
Were you a part of that?
Part of
that interview that you had with Clay the other day?
Cannot hear a word you're saying.
Were you in that? I don't think you were in that one. And it was I heard a lot of Ireland asking questions. I didn't hear you at all.
What is going on here?
I take my headphones off. Carry this because I can't hear a damn thing.
Basically saying you
don't know
how to interview.
I don't know if this mic is working or not.
Wow.
Mace, we can hear you. The headphones should work, but that's okay. Let us hear you.
Okay, I can hear you better with the headphones off.
Perfect. Are you excited to dunk corporate Greg Bergman?
I am.
Is this years of revenge coming out in one toss?
Okay.
He's taking the windup. The pitch.
No.
Oh, he misses.
He was high.
Okay, let's get him another ball.
Angel Hernandez strike.
Second attempt. A windup. No.
Oh, close.
Okay.
Strike two.
Do we got a third ball? Here we go. Third attempt. The windup.
Oh,
boom.
Close
no.
Again.
Wow.
This isn't horseshoes, Mace.
Okay, fourth attempt.
He's going to run up and hit it.
No.
Oh.
He's going to run up and hit it.
Mace, just run up and hit that thing.
Yep, he's going to do it. Don't cheat, Mace.
That's five pitches.
Don't cheat yourself, Mace.
Mace, don't wear yourself out
Pitch
for the
six.
Game.
Pitch six. No.
He's not pitching. High. He's fine.
High and outside. Pitch
there you
seven.
Go.
Oh.
High and outside. Maybe our boss
Mace,
Amanda Brown can do
more,
it.
Don't wear out your arm, Mace.
You got to go to the bullpen, man.
No.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
The Amanda. Assist from Amanda.
Yeah. Wow.
And Mace thank dunks you, corporate you, Greg.
That's not fair, right? Mason learned nothing
work
from
me.
That. Wow.
Mace is making the walk back up.
Could not sink him myself.
That's okay, Mace. Sometimes you need a helping hand, and Amanda was there to dunk.
How's your shoulder?
Greg.
You okay?
Breathe, dog.
Wow. Yeah, you threw eight pitches, DeMarco. High
wow.
and outside.
I mean, not even close,
luckily,
right?
Mace isn't pitching tonight.
Yeah, where is he playing? Right field?
Right field. But
good
you know
spot.
Who is pitching? Cappy is on the IR,
yeah.
possibly. But most likely, he is scheduled still to pitch.
You believe that injury,
Ramon.
Right? That's real. Mace doesn't believe
now,
it.
I don't know. Cappy likes the drama. He likes to be the come-from-behind kid.
Is there an actual video of him getting hit?
Yes, on social media.
That's what I thought.
At Scott Kaplan
yeah,
from last night.
You can't fake that. There's a bruise there.
Now,
yeah.
come on out. 6 p.m., the Home Run Wiffle Ball Tournament. 7 p.m., the 7-10 Celebrity Softball Game. And for some reason,
DeMarco.
Why aren't
you pitching?
I'm not pitching.
I thought you
I'm
should
doing,
be.
Keyshawn and I are doing the play-by-play with Amanda.
You would have the mic out there.
I'm not
the
a pitcher, DeMarco.
Just lob it in there. Come on now.
I got to hear. I got to broadcast for the people.
Lob it in there, Morales.
Yeah, see? Lob it in there.
At ESPN Los Angeles tonight, full coverage, streaming, live video with Key, myself, Amanda.
From the field. That would be great.
You'll be able to see all the sights and sounds.
Yeah.
On social media. Where's Mace?
Can you imagine?
I'm right here. I'm
okay.
Here.
Can you imagine, like, if
can we can
if
we get
Morales
some ice for his shoulder? Let's get some ice for Mace's shoulder.
Are you bleeding? What is that? Is that from your sandwich or blood on your jersey?
I think that's my sandwich.
That's your sandwich. Oh, that's not blood.
He's a messy eater, DeMarco.
Oh, okay. I thought that was blood. Okay.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Good stuff.
Couldn't sink Bergman. Oh, well, we did sink him, ultimately.
But Mace.
You cheated.
My arm totally solid, though. You got to admit, I was right there.
Listen, if you want to throw high and outside, you call Steve Mason because you were dead on for like seven times in a row.
You were right where?
I was right around the paddle that sinks him.
Real, not from this angle.
Oh, yeah, I actually hit the bar once.
Oh, you hit the bar.
Oh, we saw that.
Yeah, I hit the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't fall.
Okay.
But, no, I thought it was credible.
But way inside, jam shot on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
didn't hit the
jam
outside.
Shot. Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, are you ready to take it away?
Yeah, take
Let me
it
lock
away.
It out.
Where are we? Oh,
how
yeah,
come you're not pitching? You should be pitching with a mic out there.
No, I'm not a pitcher.
How did he get out of this?
Yeah, it's a question.
Yeah, how did you get out of this?
When you're tight with the president of the fun and games department, you can, you know, do some things.
Okay. You can take yourself out. All right, so Morales not playing. Don't forget, you bring an anti-Morales sign, the best one, I'm going to give $100 to.
Wow. Look at that. You two guys.
Morales. He's like, you.
You guys secretly
you.
Love each other.
All right, so
I love it.
Here's one of the things that I think is interesting about tonight. Clinton has talked about, of course, because he's so serious.
Why is he so serious?
So he has suggested that he's going to heckle on the field.
Heckle people.
Heckle people.
Really?
Yeah.
Like beyond normal baseball?
Beyond normal.
Yeah,
I think beyond better, swing, better.
Like he's really going to talk trash to people.
Going to talk trash.
Okay, see, I've been thinking about this. I'm not clearing the benches for anyone.
No.
Yeah, we're not going there. I hope we don't get to that level.
Oh, can you imagine a bench-clearing brawl?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, what would that do on social media? That would be unbelievable.
I told Travis if that happens, me and him are going to lock up hockey style.
Nice.
Just kind of stay off to the side, right?
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. I'm liking this. I'm liking this. So I found, you know how when you watch a baseball game, they mic everybody up, right?
Yeah.
You know, they do that thing where, and there was a really cool one earlier this year with the Mets where they mic'd up Francisco Lindor, and he turned to double play and kind of talked his way through it, and you could hear him making the play. So I found... It's interesting. I found a little league. You coach.
Yeah.
You coach.
Six under. Moving to eight under. We're pitching next
girls year. Girls softball?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Herding cats.
So what they did was mic'd up a little league team.
Really?
Yeah, they mic'd up a little league team.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And I've got a little bit of that coming up next for you. We are live from the West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. We're here all day live, brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all summer long. 7 o'clock, 710 Celebrity Softball Game. Team Mace versus Team Cappy. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Smoke weed.
That is the walk-up song tonight, Mace.
We're just having fun. No one cares who sees. This is my walk-up song for tonight.
Love it.
And the theme song for Team Mace.
Yes.
Love it.
If you want to see Team Mace.
Because we're young and wild and free.
If you want to see Team Mace battle Team Cappy tonight, you got to come to the City of West Covina Sportsplex. It is 7:10 All-Star Friday Night, Mace. Are you ready?
I am ready. I've been so excited. I mean, weeks of ramping up for this. And I'm like, get here already. Get here already.
How many people in the crowd are rooting for Team Mace
Team
tonight?
Mace! Yes! Yes!
How many people for Team Cappy?
Wow.
Wow, that is not a good
Wow!
Time.
Wow. It's impressive. I see a Go Mace sign.
Yeah, I see a Go Mace sign.
Here, Proto Yeska.
We're the home team, right?
We are the home team.
By the way, I know you got a giveaway coming up here in the crowd in a moment, but should we check in? I don't know if they could hear us over in the dunk tank.
Can you hear us at the dunk tank? Greg looks like he's in the drink right now. There he goes.
I don't know if Amanda's over there with him.
Yeah,
or
I don't know. He's just getting dunked repeatedly.
I'm over here. I'm hanging out in the shade.
Yeah. It is hot out there.
Amanda, how many times do you think Greg's been dunked?
Probably like 30 times.
30 times.
Yeah, there was this one guy out here, and he dunked him at least 5 on his own. And
really?
There was another young lady out here who did very well. Oh, she's right next to me. Yep, she dunked him a few times as well.
Now, in fairness, they were making fun of me, but I got a pretty good arm, don't I, Amanda?
Yeah, you do. I'll give you that. You were super close several times.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I mean, I was right there.
You were close.
I was close.
But this isn't horseshoes, Mace.
No, I know. I know it's not.
I guess we had
a
bad angle, Chris.
Yeah. Bad angle.
It looked like you were far away.
It looked like you weren't even close.
Oh, no, I was close.
Guys,
I thought
he's sitting still now. We need more people to get out there.
Get out there.
And dunk
actually, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go dunk.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Christopher Morales, live imaging Friday, live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams. DeMarco Farr is in for Ireland. By the way, Ireland's birthday. Happy birthday to John, 59 years old.
I am so happy you picked that song, that Snoop song.
It's great.
You know, in Atlanta when the Rams lost in the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
That post-game party,
yep.
Snoop was there. The only thing that made us feel better was that song.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Really. That was a great song.
Such a devastating night.
Yeah, that hurt.
Because we flew to Atlanta the night before the game, checked into the Comfort Inn or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And go to the game the next day. And you spend a lot of money on tickets, on flight, everything, right?
Yeah.
And then to lose the way we lost was devastating. Well, and especially Patriots fans are so
annoying. But look at it this way. If that game doesn't happen, you probably don't get that game in LA.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, that was the catalyst for whatever you saw, the moves they made and the attitude. Aaron Donald pointing to the ring.
Yes.
That all came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you picked that song.
Yeah. Young and wild and free. That's a slogan for our team. Young and wild and free. That's how it's supposed to be. Because we're young
and wild and free.
All right, 7 o'clock tonight is the game. Make sure you're here for it. It's going to be fun. And I mentioned this. You know, we see MLB players mic'd up sometimes during games. Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, they do it a lot. So there was a guy who decided he was going to mic up his Little League team.
Awesome.
So you, coach, how old are the girls you coach?
Six and under. So like they're like 7.
Wow,
7
years old. That's a handful, isn't
it?
Yeah,
oh my God. Cartwheels are a virus.
I gotta believe it. So this guy mic'd up his Little League team. And we've got a little bit of the sound of what it sounded like when these kids were mic'd up. Now imagine they're on the field, they're playing, they're hitting, they're fielding, their coach is trying to get their attention. So listen to the kind of on-field conversation you get from little kids who are mic'd up at a Little League game.
Ah! Why do you have a bracelet?
I had a field trip.
To where?
To
Parky Darky?
No.
To Poopy Land?
No, that's Poopy Land.
Owie! It's raining tacos from the sky. Oh, nom, 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 nom. So yummy in my belly.
Oh, my.
Where's your mom at? Yeah.
In the red shirt with the baby.
Your mom left you.
Okay, so there's a little bit.
Wow.
What it sounds like. It must be impossible to coach.
It's possible, but it's
under
fun.
7 girls.
Yeah, that brings back a lot of memories. I mean, they're on base, and you're trying to teach them how to run, you know, get your left foot back, get ready to run. We're going to Hawaii tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Or they start doing cartwheels. It's so funny, but that's so cool. I like that.
Yeah. So here's – I wanted to bring this up. Hit the are you a Star Wars guy?
Oh,
you watch The Mandalorian?
Of course.
Okay. Mandalorian, great show.
Gave up on Boba Fett, though.
I gave up on Boba Fett also. I watched Obi-Wan show, which was great.
I loved it.
I thought Ewan McGregor was fantastic.
Yeah,
so, you remember the movie Gremlins?
I do.
Okay. So, Joe Dante was the guy who directed Gremlins, and he has come out and done an interview and said that Baby Yoda is basically a ripoff of Gizmo from the Gremlins. And if you look at them side by side, here's what he says.
I never put
I think the longevity of the film is really key to the one character, Gizmo, which is essentially like a baby. Which brings me, of course, to the subject of Baby Yoda, who is completely stolen and just out and out copied shamelessly, I would think.
In his mind, I never put the two together. But now, since you said it.
When you look at them side by side, because there's a bunch of side by they are. They're ringers
but
for
I
each
never,
other.
But I wouldn't have put that with Baby Yoda when I first saw it. I never put those two. But until he said it, now he has a point.
Now, Baby Yoda has a new name, right? Didn't he get a new name?
It's not Baby Yoda.
It's very complex.
Yeah.
What is it? Rogu?
Rogu.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Baby Yoda's new name.
As hard to pronounce as Thor's hammer.
Rogu. Yeah, Thor's hammer is Molesner.
Something, right. See,
Pilsner.
Can
I think it's Pilsner.
Pilsner.
Pilsner,
like
I think is what it is. All right, so Scott Kaplan is injured. This is what we know.
He's hurt. Injured means you can't play. He's hurt.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's on the doubtful list. He's
is not he out. Listed as doubtful?
He has to be. He's injured. He's injured, so you're
he's going to bail on this game
no,
after
doubtful.
Weeks of hype?
He's doubtful. For Las Vegas, you have to put him down as doubtful. If he was at, if he
Would
was
he in, not be at least questionable? Doubtful means you're generally not going to play.
Well, he just took this injury yesterday. We don't know how. We haven't seen him yet. I can't wait to see him walk. There's no way he's walking straight with an injury
I think
like
it's,
that.
I think he's listed as questionable.
Questionable? See, I'm going to doubtful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doubtful generally means he's not going to play.
Because if he gets hit in the same spot, that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny for us.
Oh, it's true. It'd be funny for us.
It's not going to be good for him. Yeah.
So it's funny. I got
oh, my God. Look at that, Mace. Look at that.
No! Wow. Nice! Fantastic, man.
Wow.
He's got the Mace plant frame by frame.
Wow. That looks pretty good.
Beautiful. I'll take a picture of that and tweet it out. That is awesome. That is awesome.
That's cool.
That's what
cool.
we're talking about. That is awesome. Yeah, the handmade signs. I didn't know that was going to go, but there are signs here.
What's this with the Oreo?
An at-bat for an Oreo. Now, I think, your brother already got in with Oreos, right?
Do you like Oreos, I assume?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to them yet, but I like them. They're double stuffed.
Do you like Oreos?
I do.
Are they bribing you with something you love?
Yeah, I love
Oreos.
Oh,
okay, you knew that. Okay,
donuts, you'd be in right away.
Oh, boy.
Donuts, you'd be in right away. So but yeah, you're in. Don't hand the sign to anybody else. You're in. Okay? What's your name?
Offer.
Saints? Your name is Saints?
I'm the fourth.
Saints the fourth?
Well, I'm the third.
I've never heard that name ever. Saints is his first name. That's a cool first name, man.
I'm marveling at you. Wow.
Saints the fourth. How about that? All right, so we were drawing raffle tickets, and we decided, all right, we're not going to draw raffle tickets because people are scattered all over the place. It's like a big park, and there's people dunking Bergman, and there's a bouncy house over there, and there's a million people playing cornhole and all that stuff. So we're going to do a little Ask Me Anything. Oh, you sent me an email. Okay, great. So we're going to do a little Ask Me Anything. It can be for me or it can be for DeMarco.
Not Marcellus.
Not Marcellus. No, not Marcellus. It's not even funny. Not even funny. All right. Go ahead and take this. Take Peggy. Okay, so Peggy has got a question. This is Ask Me Anything. Peggy has a question, and we're going to hand her the microphone. Oh, no, says Peggy. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Peg.
Come on, Peg.
What's up?
Hey, Mace. What do you do in your free time? What do you enjoy doing?
What do I enjoy doing?
I think I know, but tell me something different.
I like to put on a really good movie and just float away. Do you know what I'm saying? Just like sink into the couch, be one with the couch. I'm questioning whether or not, Peggy, we're going to gummy up tonight. Are we going to gummy up?
What? Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Gummy up before the game?
Absolutely. Come on, no. Wait a minute. Yeah, absolutely. I see where you're going.
Are you a gummy guy?
Depends.
Are you a smoke guy?
Depends on who I'm with.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be fun tonight. It's going to be fun tonight. All right. Let's take Daniel from Hacienda Heights. Daniel. Janice, if you can get to Daniel. Nope. Janice is like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
No?
We ended up picking more than one.
Okay.
This is Daniel from Hacienda Heights.
Daniel.
Where's Daniel? Where's
Daniel?
All right.
There he is.
Good question from Daniel. All right.
What's on your neck?
What's
on
your neck?
That's a good question. Juan got very aggressive last night? No.
Oh, come on, man.
No. Aggressive cupping. I had an aggressive cupping session.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, cupping is – have you done cupping?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's amazing.
It works. It
Describe work. How you think it works.
Well, it brings the blood to the surface.
Yep.
It just helps with pain and muscle aches for me.
Yeah.
It really does.
How often do you get cupped?
I not in a long time because I haven't been injured, but I have done it for my knee, for my back.
Does a modern NBA NFL player use cupping?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, absolutely. You'll see it like pregame. You'll walk in, you'll see guys with these, you know, cup marks all over their body. They're getting it done like either the night before or right before the game.
The first athlete I ever saw with cup marks was Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, he got cupped right at sort of the crux of his pec insertion, right?
Right.
So it opens up his chest, and that helps him when he's doing the butterfly.
Correct.
Which makes perfect
sense.
What
happened to your neck?
What happened to my neck is...
You had, like, why are you getting cupping on your neck?
Because my neck gets really tight and tense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have to work with Ireland all day.
That happens.
You think there's no tension? No tension exists? All right. Mel from Boyle Heights has a question. Mel, this is an interesting one.
What's the question?
We're going to find out from Mel.
Boy.
There we go.
Which one's Mel?
There he is. Mel.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, what's up, Mel?
Hey, I'm sure this had to be discussed at home. Have you and Juan discussed a hall pass with Keanu for you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, it's not been formally discussed, but it probably should be.
Okay.
Do you have a hall pass in your life? Is there
no?
Who is? But if you were going to, who is person?
Beyonce.
Like Beyonce is.
Yeah.
She's number one on your list.
Yeah.
If you get up all in that beehive.
If Beyonce came to my door at midnight, we got problems. Yeah, we got problems. Yeah.
I think this is Song of the Summer.
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's another song that I wanted to play. Jorge, did you get that other song? There's another song that they're arguing should be Song of the Summer. And this is it right here. It's guys dressed as pirates. And the band is called, it's a Scottish pirate metal band called Ailstorm. Crank it up there, Jorge. Let's see. Just kind of a club banger. Not Song of the Summer material.
No. That's a metal band?
That's a metal band. They're all dressed as pirates.
As
if you
pirates.
Look at the video, yeah. Like one guy's got a patch and one guy's got a pirate on his shoulder.
Not a spoof.
No, they always dress as pirates.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Interesting.
It's their thing. Play the Beyonce again for DeMarco. He's got a hall pass.
There you go. Yeah, that's much better.
Would your wife actually give you a hall pass?
No. No way.
No way?
No, absolutely not.
Don't you think that's a healthy thing in a marriage, in a relationship?
No. No, not at all.
No?
Because I'm sure she's got a hall pass, and I don't want to know about it. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Do you think she has a hall pass?
Absolutely.
Do you know who her hall pass is?
Well, yeah. We just saw that stupid movie the other day.
What movie?
Love and Thunder.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, it's a Hemsworth?
Yeah. I like him as an actor. I just can't stand him right now. Yeah.
Because?
And The Rock. She loves The Rock, too.
Well, I mean, everybody loves The Rock, right?
She loves The Rock.
Everybody loves The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, the favorite question goes to... let's go with What's on Your Neck is the winner. What's on Your Neck? Congratulations to, who was that? Daniel in Hacienda Heights.
Wow.
And listen, if you're a fan of the station, and the thing is, we do these big events, right? And we do it because we want to see all the people that are out there and listening every day. And you guys know the station top to bottom. And I'm saying this not just to suck up or kiss up. I think we've got the best group we've had at 710 ESPN in a long time. I mean, Travis Lee are great. Yeah. Emily Taylor, great. Bergman does a reasonably good job for us. Jorge's unbelievable. Shidano and Cappy, great.
Yeah.
Emily is fantastic. I mean, everybody, the entire group. And it's great when we get all together. With our listeners to do something. So that's what tonight is all about.
No doubt. No, I asked you that question off air yesterday. I mean, how many shows have been around you since you started this? And this to you saying this is the best group, I think that's awesome.
Some people have come up to me and said, at least one guy came up to me and said, I listened to you when I was 18 years old and he's 40 now.
Wow. Yeah.
What's that? Is that you? 690 days going back to the San Diego days.
Awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
see?
People have ridden with us for a long time. Thank God. Thank God. All right. Coming up next for you is Bobcat. We're going with now, right? What are you saying?
Bobcat.
Is he doing Bobcat from the tank?
Is he still in the tank?
He's still doing Bobcat, right?
Oh, God.
It is his assignment.
Well, I don't
in
I
life.
Don't, I don't know if he could do Bobcat from the tank.
Is there a lifeguard?
Corporate Greg is in a dunk tank right now. He's been dunked probably 40 times. I will say this.
Yes.
I want to say this right now on the radio.
Okay, say it
so
on
it's
the
official.
Radio. Yep.
I'm not known for baseball skills, so my pitches were actually worse than yours.
But oh,
I did
they?
Hit him once, and it didn't go in, and they said it wasn't hard enough. Then our new director of sales, the great Justin Schafflander, who's here.
Yeah, right Justin, up, great Justin, great guy, great
the,
guy, yeah.
The guy went up there. He's like Roger Clemens.
Really?
Rockets.
Justin, did you take him down?
He did.
Nice.
Twice.
Twice.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
So next year, if we do this bit again, Justin is going to be the prize free agent.
Nice. Yeah, Justin's right there. Well, Ron,
your backup reliever, right?
Backup reliever, yeah, Ron
when
Mitchell.
When you stacked the team.
I did not stack the team.
When you brought on a free agent without approval.
I made some adjustments. I Friedmaned that thing.
So what's going to happen here with Bobcat?
I'm assuming that Bergman is going to do his job the right way and Bobcat. Do a Bobcat for us.
Okay.
We'll find out next if there's Bobcat or if there's not Bobcat. We are live from the city of West Covina, Sportsplex Field of Dreams. If you're on your way out here, it's 2100 South Azusa Avenue all day long. The big 710 softball game is tonight at 7, Team Mace versus Team Cappy. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, Mace, we are live out here now at the field where Corporate Greg is in the dunk tank.
Nice.
But let's see. I mean, he's still getting dunked. So I don't know, Greg, do you have a Bobcat ready from the tank?
Bergman?
All right, hold on. He's about to get dunked again. Let me walk towards him.
All right.
Stand by, Greg.
All right.
Stand by, Mace.
Yeah, standing by.
Meanwhile, be sure to come on out.
Yes.
2100 South Azusa Avenue. He's dry.
It is the West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams. By the way, the Red Chicks, one of our sponsors. Red Chicks, hotter than you. It's definitely fantastic.
All right, let's go to Corporate
sandwich.
Greg now in
Great
the tank.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I've been in here a little bit. It's getting a little tired hearing in here.
Okay.
Also,
so
these guys can't throw.
What's up for Bobcat?
You know, that's fine.
What's up for Bobcat? What's question
oh,
number
nothing
one?
There. See?
Do you have a Bobcat ready?
I have a Bobcat on my computer ready.
No. Oh, there he goes.
Well, he just went in.
Just went in.
There's the report from the field. Back to you, Mace.
All right. How long is Bergman going to be out there? I do want him to come up and do a Bobcat.
Oh, you want him to come up and do Bobcat?
Yeah.
Come on, Mace.
Yeah, it's part
come
of
on,
the show.
Bergie.
We're doing it for the people.
Let's come on. Get out of the tank.
He can't be happy.
Doing it for the people.
He can't
we'll be up
happy.
There in a moment.
All right, cool. No worries. All right, so in Colombia, which a country I've been to. Have you ever been to Colombia?
No.
Oh, God, it's so great. Cartagena's like Miami.
Yeah, okay.
And so in Colombia, they found this huge marijuana grow.
Oh, really?
Field. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This entire field.
Legal? Legal,
and,
illegal?
And
yeah.
The cops decided they would burn it all.
So it's illegal. Okay, burn
they
the whole
burned
thing.
They burned all this weed.
Okay.
And a giant marijuana cloud, the wind shifted, and the marijuana cloud floated over a town. And there are actual pictures of this. The town is literally in smoke. It's like, you want to talk about being hotboxed in your own neighborhood? That's
cool.
What it was.
That's cool. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I'd boil some hot dogs and sell them.
Yeah. But of all the things, burning it.
That's cool. Well,
no, it's not
the
smart.
Smartest idea.
It's not smart at all.
I mean, you know. Where's my invite? That would be fun.
Yeah, no, hit that town. That's a good town.
Absolutely.
All right. Bergman's working his way back here for Bobcat.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
Bobcat.
Yeah.
What did you think? I had a great time.
Amsterdam is a great friggin' town.
Yeah.
Great friggin' town. It's not if you've never been to Europe, that's like a good Europe starter trip.
That's what I said.
Everybody speaks English.
Yeah.
People are unbelievably friendly.
Very nice.
You can go to hash bars.
Yes.
Did you go to a hash bar?
Of course.
Of course.
And there's good food all around you.
That's all exactly right. So if you walk out of one of those hash bars in Amsterdam, there are restaurants everywhere because they're just making bank.
I had a slice of pizza. I had a donut.
Yep.
Right next to it. Absolutely.
McDonald's was next to a hash bar.
They
yeah.
know what they're doing. Yes.
Yeah. So, Bergman, you...
Wow!
Spent an hour in the dunk tank.
Yeah, sure did.
How'd that go?
That'll learn you.
You know what? It was nice in the there, but I got dunked too many times, and then having to get up and down over and over again.
Yeah,
that was tiring.
Yeah,
to the point where I don't know if I'm gonna be able to swing.
You're gonna play third base.
That was a lot of up and down.
That would be a shame.
Yeah, that was a shame
tired.
For you. I'm sure.
You look tired.
Yeah,
I am tired. I was up at that.
Your eyes are red.
I wonder why.
You look a mess.
Bobcat.
I don't know. Bobcat. All right.
Okay. Well, what are we
Thanks,
learning?
Chris and Amanda. So the Phoenix Suns seem to have no interest in bringing back DeAndre Ayton, and then the Indiana Pacers offered up a max contract to the big man. Phoenix decided to match the four-year, $133 million offer and will keep Ayton around. Did the Suns make the right choice, or do you think this is what they had to do for maybe a sign-and-trade later on, which I don't even know if that's possible, but is that why do you think they brought back DeAndre Ayton?
So they matched.
They matched. They did.
I think they matched him to trade him.
To trade him. So you think he's going to sign and trade?
I think he's going to be on the move. I don't think that they were – I don't – for whatever reason, and Michael Thompson would disagree with this, the Phoenix Suns have determined that DeAndre Ayton is not part of their future, and they're going to look to move him. Now,
what does Champagne and Nuts say?
The most – he loves the guy. Loves the guy.
He's Bahamian.
He's from the Bahamas.
Okay.
So DeAndre Ayton is from the Bahamas, as Michael is.
Okay.
So ultimately, I think that the DeAndre Ayton piece could – I mean, if the Nets want to do it, that could be part of a Kevin Durant trade. If you put together four draft picks and DeAndre Ayton and Bridges and a package like that, Cam Johnson, I think that should have appeal for Kevin Durant. I don't know if the Brooklyn is actually going to go ahead with the trade.
Durant and Phoenix?
Yeah, Durant and Phoenix.
With Booker.
Booker and Chris Paul.
That doesn't scare you?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay,
I think that's a championship team.
That's terrifying.
The question is what Brooklyn will agree to.
I thought Ramona said Brooklyn is out. Well, no, she said nothing.
She said,
okay.
Yeah, she said,
That could sway me.
Yeah.
I mean, that would help.
Yeah.
But Durant in Phoenix is terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd be unbelievable.
Oh, my
unbelievable.
God. Yeah.
Bobcat.
Bobcat. All right, so Joe Dante is the director of Gremlins.
You know what? We just did the story.
Oh,
while you were
come
in the
on.
We were in the Dante.
Gizmo and Baby Yoda. Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
moving on.
I have more. Don't worry.
Moving on.
Bobcat.
Right, Elon Musk put out a – thank you. Elon Musk put out a tweet today that said Mars is a fixer-upper of a planet. Yeah, no, you didn't.
No, we
didn't.
Yeah, no, right. That too.
Can't wait till you get here, buddy. Yeah. But it has potential. Living on Mars is one thing, but my question to you is, are you just done with Elon at this point? Can he do anything anymore that will make him kind of interesting again?
He is. He's an odd
Duck?
Dude, isn't he? And I don't know what's going on with Twitter. He's going to buy it. He's not going to buy it. I think he's manipulating stock prices and stuff by saying. I mean, Dogecoin became a thing because he tweeted about it.
Yeah.
I think he's irresponsible with the power that he's got, because he does have enormous power and obviously enormous wealth. But what he does with it, I have real questions about. He's off.
I always said he's moving into Bond villain territory.
Oh, you know interesting.
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
he would be a good Bond villain.
A lot of money, a lot of power, and he's doing a lot of stuff. But, I mean,
he wants to go to Mars.
Of course, and I wouldn't doubt him. I take him at his word. I bet he's going to try or die trying to get there. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you at this point. He's kind of weird with me. I thought there was promise there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where we're going with
that. Yeah, he's in my category of people who I just don't like. Just don't like
well,
Elon
sure.
Musk.
Well,
am I off that now after being in the dunk tank?
Yeah, after being
okay.
in the dunk tank, you're back right, off the list of people I don't like. Now, I can't
tired.
Speak for Ireland, but...
Yeah, Ireland's going to have to make a decision on
Why
that.
Why badmouth your own show?
Huh? Yeah.
Why would you badmouth your own show?
You know, it was a choice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a choice. A bad one. A bad one. One you want
to make
again.
I think we've moved past all that. Jorge, what do you got?
All right, Lego fans, October 1st, The Office is releasing their own collection of Legos. So, if you guys can create a collection of Legos, what would you create, DeMarco?
What, the Office
yeah,
show?
Yeah, The Office. The
yeah.
Office show.
Michael
is,
Scott?
Yeah, they're releasing their
is
own.
Is creating Le- a Lego?
Yeah, a Lego
yeah,
collection.
Legos. Oh, wow. So, I can make my own Legos?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. what would you make it out of? Like, what series or what would
what
you make
series,
it out of?
What series, yeah. what show, what movie,
oh, wow.
what would you make?
Oh, good question. Can you do Rocky?
Yeah,
Rocky
I suppose
Legos?
You could. You could build the Spectrum out of Legos.
Yeah.
I think that's where that first fight
you
was
could build
was the Spectrum in Philly.
Yeah, or
the stairs?
Or just build like the Rocky.
The little statue?
Yeah. The statue.
I was hoping
up.
Like to build a small little Mr. T though, you know? Like that in Legos with the Mohawk.
A little Mr. T.
A little Mr. T, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Rocky. Top
yeah, Rocky
of mind.
Bergman,
yeah.
What about you?
I would probably do something like, I don't know, The Station? How about that? Let's go with The Station.
That is a great idea.
Well, you almost broke the microphone.
That is a great idea.
Do The Station.
A Lego State for
ESPN
the
710? ESPN LA 710? Yeah. Let's do a Lego Station.
Oh, that's a mic drop. I like that one a lot.
Wow.
I like that one a lot. Jorge, what do you think of that?
No, I like it. I love it. How about you, Mace?
I would double down on Greg's, but in the meantime, I would like to build the Nakatomi Tower.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
From Die Hard. And remember, Alan Rickman opens that vault, and nice. All, everything's inside. And
is there explosions?
Explosions, yeah. So Nakatomi Tower, which is in Century City. You can see the actual what was Nakatomi Tower.
Right, that's pretty cool.
Now, Christmas movie.
Bobcat.
Jorge, what would you do?
Not a Christmas movie.
What about you, Jorge?
I would do Chris grinding on key to Pony.
Wow. I don't even know if Chris heard that.
Wow. Morales Where's doing he? The Pony with key.
That's in, with Lego the, form.
In Lego form. Lego form. I think that's right. A great idea. Great idea.
He doesn't even know what's happening.
Bobcat.
All right, we'll move on. All right, so Pro Football Talk is reporting that Sean Payton will likely coach in 2023, and that a new report says it will either be with the Dolphins, Chargers, or Cowboys.
Wow.
Cowboys are a pretty easy answer. But why are the Chargers on this list, DeMarco?
Because of Herbert, the quarterback.
Right, but...
No, yeah. On the list of why they're most likely to make a change.
Yeah, why would they make a change right now?
Oh, I thought you meant why would
you... So, in other words, why would they blow out Brandon Staley for Sean Payton?
I don't know why you would blow out... I don't know why you would blow him out.
Like, if
right
he doesn't
now.
Make the playoffs, do you blow out Brandon Staley for Sean Payton?
I thought he was doing great with the talent he had.
Oh, he did a bunch of weird stuff, though.
What did he do?
Uses
this
the
weird?
Analytics weird, going on fourth and, you know, whatever, they all, and all that stuff. I know, but
our guy does.
Doesn't do as much as Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley does it like clockwork.
Our analytics is a real thing. They do.
It is. I know. I'm not questioning
that. They use it. So, yeah, I mean, everybody does it. So, I mean, I see why Sean Payton would want to coach the Chargers, but I'm not sure why he would want to make a move. But they are the Chargers. And if he's available, yeah, he wants the job.
I think Brandon Staley's going to get a chance, and I actually think they're going to have a pretty good year. I think Mike McCarthy could really struggle. If they are not a Super Bowl team, I think Jerry Jones might make that change. And who is the third one? The Dolphins?
The Dolphins, yeah. That's a weird one, too.
Dolphins are loaded, and I think they're going to have a really good year. I also don't think Sean Payton's going to be there. I think Sean Payton's going to wind up with the Cowboys.
I mean, it makes the most sense.
I think Jerry Jones is so impetuous, he's just going to blow out Mike McCarthy and bring in Sean Payton.
I mean, is there anybody that could be more of a lame duck than Mike McCarthy right now? There's no reason for him to be there.
Everybody's off Mike McCarthy. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah. Bobcat. So this is all I have left is
Bobcat.
Kick it off the planet.
Kick it off the planet. That's
kick
all you got
planet.
Left.
That's all I got. Well, you took my Joe Dante question, so I don't know. What do you want me to do about that? Kick it off the planet. Never having to – traffic is gone. You never have to deal with traffic ever again, or you never have to wait in line again.
Oh, get rid of traffic.
It's gone. It's never. It doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist.
Easy.
Waiting in line doesn't exist. One of them has to.
Easy.
Which one?
Kick traffic off.
Yeah, kick traffic.
Absolutely.
I mean, in LA?
To me, it's
good. Yeah, I think everybody in LA thinks so.
I just got stuck in traffic on my way here. It's such a pain in the ass. And by the way, it's so random. Like, you could be driving at 2:00 in the morning, and all of a sudden you're in a traffic jam. LA is so illogical on its freeways, it is ridiculous. Well, you know, it's like a SIG alert at 4 a.m. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, they're doing their construction at 2 a.m.
Yeah, or shutting down stuff for construction. It's another one. Yeah, no, I would kick traffic off the planet.
So you'll wait in line then. You have to wait in line.
Yeah, I don't mind line. So, although I'll tell you what I started doing. You say that Starbucks has bad coffee, right?
It's not the best. Illy's better.
It's fine.
No, Illy's better.
Yeah. And you drink an Illy. Now, Starbucks, do you ever use the Advance app?
No.
That thing crushes. Do you ever use the Advance app?
Bang, bang.
Where you make your order and then it's waiting for
you
there?
Walk in and get it. Absolutely.
So good. So good.
Where do you go? What coffee?
Illy.
Illy.
Yeah, across the way.
Okay.
Yeah. In the JW.
I don't notice the difference between coffee. Like, coffee's just coffee.
Oh, no.
The taste doesn't matter to me.
There is a massive difference. There's a difference in how you feel. There's a difference in how it tastes. I drink it black, so I actually get the taste of the coffee.
Well,
so
you've seen me. I drink an entire Trenta coffee in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you do the chug.
All I want is the effect. I'm just chasing the high.
Go to Illy. It'll give you an effect. That's
right.
Sure.
So what my day goes, okay, crank up on caffeine, crank up on caffeine, do the show. Yeah. Then afterwards, 4:20, start cooling down, cooling down. Again, chasing the high the other way. So that's my life.
Yeah.
They have a word for that.
What is it?
I'm actually high right now.
I can't say it. No, go ahead.
Stoner?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's probably totally fair. Totally fair. All right. Coming up next, let's do this. It's interesting. Chris is bad for company. Morales, if he was pitching, he would be lit up by Team Mace. Yes,
wow,
in the running.
Wow, there's a sign.
In the running. Our
in the running
Anton
for $100.
Wow. First of many. You're in the running, sir. All right, coming up next for you, one former NBA star says LeBron is not untradeable anymore. Not untradeable. We got that coming up next for you. Plus, we are live at the West Covina Sportsplex Field of Dreams, getting ready for our 7-10 softball game tonight. Team Mace versus Team Cappy, 7-10 ESPN.